Roland paid no attention to this. He was coming to understand that Eddie's jokes and clowning were his way of dealing with stress. Cuthbert had not been much different, as Susanna was, in her way, not so different from Alain. "What exasperates me about all of this," he said, "is that I should have known. I was in Jack Mort, after all, and I had access to his thoughts, just as I had access to yours, Eddie, and yours, Susanna. I saw Jake while I was in Mort. I saw him through Mort's eyes, and I knew Mort planned to push him. Not only that, I stopped him from doing it. All I had to do was enter his body. Not that he knew that was what it was. He was concentrating so hard on what he planned to do that he actually thought I was a fly landing on his neck." Eddie began to understand. If Jake wasn't pushed into the street, he never died. And if he never died, he never came into this world. And if he never came into this world, you never met him at the way station. Right? Right. The thought even crossed my mind that if Jack Mort meant to kill the boy, I would have to stand aside and let him do it, to avoid creating the very paradox that is tearing me apart. But I couldn't do that. You couldn't kill this kid twice, could you? Eddie asked softly. Every time I just about make up my mind that you're as mechanical as that bear, you surprise me with something that actually seems human. God damn. Quit it, Eddie, Susanna said. Eddie took a look at the gunslinger's slightly lowered face and grimaced. Sorry, Roland. My mother used to say that my mouth had a bad habit of running away with my mind. It's all right. I had a friend who was the same way. Cuthbert? Roland nodded. He looked at his diminished right hand for a long moment, then clenched it into a painful fist, sighed, and looked up at them again. Somewhere deeper in the forest, a lark sang sweetly. Here is what I believe. If I had not entered Jack Mort when I did, he still wouldn't have pushed Jake that day. Not then. Why not? Quartet. Simply that. For the first time since the last of the friends with whom I set forth on this quest died, I have found myself once again at the center of quartet. Quartet? Eddie asked doubtfully. The gunslinger shook his head. Ka, the word you think of as destiny, Eddie, although the actual meaning is much more complex and hard to define, as is almost always the case with words of the high speech. And tet, which means a group of people with the same interests and goals. We three are a tet, for instance. Ka-tet is the place where many lives are joined by fate. Like in the Bridge of St. Louis Ray, Susanna murmured. What's that? Roland asked. A story about some people who die together when the bridge they're crossing collapses. It's famous in our world. Roland nodded his understanding. In this case, Quartet bound Jake, Walter, Jack Mort, and me. There was no trap, as I first suspected when I realized who Jack Mort meant to be his next victim, because Quartet cannot be changed or bent to the will of any one person. But Quartet can be seen, known, and understood. Walter saw, and Walter knew. The gunslinger struck his thigh with his fist and exclaimed bitterly, "How he must have been laughing inside when I finally caught up to him." "Let's go back to what would have happened if you hadn't messed up Jack Mort's plans on the day he was following Jake," Eddie said. "You're saying that if you hadn't stopped Mort, someone or something else would have, is that right?"